bloody cold.
Yeah.
I'm walking along the side of the River Lee in Cork. It's one of those gorgeous days, fantastic days, if only it wasn't so bitter. Yeah, the tide is out, the mud is visible. There are no birds to be seen. The sun is low in the sky, the shadows are long, and I'm heading into Blackrock Castle for a purpose. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just going in here to record the podcast, The Business Jazz with Roger Overall, and I have no time to linger. It is cold. The wind is coming from the Urals down across the northern European plain, right into my heart, or down the back of my neck, to be exact. I'll stop the old poetic license stuff. Here we are again. I'm going on a mission. We got a purpose. 5 children are free with families here in Blackrock Castle Observatory, the space for science. Now, there's an idea, the space for science. It reminds me of a Facebook page I came across last night, which comes out of Claire Boyle's, and it says, God, I love science. And that's a kind of clever title, isn't it? You know, it's... It actually brilliantly makes it possible for somebody who believes in a God to feel that their perspective is represented, and for somebody who doesn't believe in a God to have the same satisfaction. So yeah, we're into here, the castle. I mean, you can't believe how beautiful the stones of this castle look in this light, and olive trees. Now, these olive trees are getting frozen cold. I have to tell you that I have a thing about olive trees. I have a thing about olives, and they go back to all sorts of history. This one here has a little bird box in it, and I'm looking carefully at a yellow base and I don't know what to call it. Call it dirty plastic top on it, and there are lights are on the trees. So therefore, I think that when it's dark, you can turn the lights on, and there is already a Christmas tree. Now, to be truthful, I'm not that observant that if somebody tells me that Christmas tree was here all year. It's a magnificent Christmas tree that practically reaches the parapet on top of the tower. But it's got a good strong base. It's got to be a good, it's got to be 9 or 10 inches diameter, maybe more like 12 inches at the base. And there's steel railings there as well. And there's nobody here. So this whole audio is being done. It's a bit like, you know, how you rub your hands together to keep yourself warm. Well, I'm making an audio to keep myself warm, and I'm just going into the Castle Cafe here for another episode of Business Jazz. Let's find out. Oh. Good morning. Oh, it's cold out there. It is really cold out there. Oh, there's my good man. Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, you don't want to shake hands with me.
I'm
so bloody frozen.
Do you want to stand out here for a second? Because this
yes.
is a bit cold.
Yes, I do.
It's a little bit warmer.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Underfloor heating is on here. So
underfloor heating?
Not great in a restaurant, but...
Oh, you told me that before. Yeah. You told me it's not great, but it's not too bad if you're...
Cup of coffee, cup of tea.
Tea. I'm off the coffee for November.
When
next week I'll be drinking coffee.
You'll be back on coffee.
I'll be back on the coffee. Oh yeah. Oh God, I see scones here in front of me. Beautiful looking ones with lovely brown crusts on them, with currants sticking out of the side of them. I see pastries here. I see nothing but raspberry jam. Oh, I do. I see some marmalade, I think. I see beautiful raspberry jam with lots of pips in it. That's the kind of stuff. And the pièce de résistance, as far as I'm concerned, which is the milk bottles in this cafe, are the best. Actually, you know what? There's a crowd in town. They do flowers, right?
Yeah, that's where we got them.
My wife got those bottles, but she puts flowers in them.
They're single
stem. Fabulous, aren't they?
Yeah, and we were walking past one day and spotted it and said, milk bottle. That's how it kind of came about.
Where did you get the milk bottles? They had the milk bottles.
We bought
them
from them originally.
The whole thing,
and we managed to source them because about 16 of these, 16 on average, can often be more, will go missing on a weekly basis.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we've actually started selling
people them. Take them away as a little...
Token, yeah.
They go home to
it's
say...
It's a compliment. We view it as a compliment. Yeah, don't encourage it, but we view it as a compliment.
No, but it's true. It's such a super idea, you know. When I was a kid, we used to get loads of milk bottles.
But never this small.
No. We're much bigger, but we used to get loads of milk bottles. This was before cartons. You know?
That's before my time.
I go back a while before you. Yeah. There we are, folks. This is where we are this morning. And I'm going in for my cup of tea now.